Hey, everybody. Once again, today is the 1st of August. Convention's coming up, and this is our weekly team webcast where we go over training strategy, announcements, and promotions. And I'm going to start off tonight's webcast with an email that I received. It was a question for me, and it says, it was actually sent to Megan, but it says, if you could ask this question of Jordan, I'd be most appreciative. And I'm actually going to read Megan's answer because Megan answered, there's really not a question you can ask me that Megan doesn't know the answer to. Megan's my business manager and personal assistant. This gentleman asked, a common scenario for me is the following. I see an old high school friend of mine on Facebook, just got back from vacation and says, going back to work. Ugh. This could be a great person to show send-out cards to. How do I get her to the walkthrough part, given A, I don't have her address, and B, I don't have her phone number, and C, I would normally call her. This is a fairly common recurring theme to me. I think of people who I'd like to introduce send-out cards to, but I don't want to seem salesy, and it seems salesy for me to just ask someone for their phone number to call them and tell them about send-out cards when I've not talked to them in 20 years. What's the best way to handle this situation? I can usually seal a deal if I can get someone to a walkthrough, but when I think of someone who would be good, a good fit, but I don't normally talk to them, I don't know how to make that transition. I'm going to read Megan's response because I love it. Steve, I can forward this question to Jordan. However, I'm sure he would tell you the same thing I will tell you. Message your old friend and begin building a relationship with them. Find out what they've been up to. Eventually, they'll ask you what you've been doing, and you can briefly mention send-out cards. Once they feel comfortable enough to give you their mailing address, you can send them a card with a DVD, or if they ask more questions about what send-out cards is, you can offer to set up a time to show it to them. Just build rapport and don't bombard them. If you really care about getting them out of a bad work situation into something that could offer more freedom from the grind, it will show in your interactions. It's not rocket science. It's basic relationship marketing. Keep it simple and go from the heart. Hope this helps. Signed, Megan. So great response, Megan. And by the way, Steve, that was a great question. It's a question that virtually everybody has that's on Facebook. So I want to talk tonight about a few different things. Tonight's call was really how to present send-out cards, and we're going to get into that a little bit tonight. But I want to start off talking about vital behaviors. And I'm reading a book right now by Kerry Patterson called Influence. It's actually called Influencer, and he suggests and backs it up with a ton of research that typically two or three key vital behaviors can cause and drive a lot of change for the positive or for the negative. For example, deaths among diabetics is drastically reduced by simply doing two simple behaviors. One, measure insulin levels 4 times per day, and two, adjust diet to regulate sugar in the blood as needed. Now, you might remember that when I wrote Beach Money, I talked about three basic vital behaviors that can drastically alter someone's health for the better. This is not a call about health, but it drives the point home. In Beach Money, I talk about if somebody wants to be, like, dramatically healthier, number one, they should stretch every day. Number two, they should sweat every day. And number three, they should make sure that at least 70% of their daily intake is in water-rich raw fruits and vegetables, 70%. Those are three vital behaviors that can make a drastic, dramatic difference in someone's health. Well, Mr. Patterson just validates what most top performers across most professions intuitively know. So the question is, what key vital behaviors will drastically, positively alter the outcome in network marketing? He suggests that failed strategies are often a result of too much focus on outcomes and not enough focus on behaviors. The few vital behaviors may impact many other things, but the simple alteration in behaviors can create monumental shifts. So if you're not where you want to be, the good news is that most likely you're just two or three simple behaviors away from massive success. And practicing the simple vital behaviors will set off a chain of events that will drastically alter your future. Interestingly, he also suggested in his book that there are two questions that need to be answered in changing behavior. Interestingly, because these are the two questions that we talk about all the time. Number one, can you do it? And number two, is it worth it? So if you want to create dramatic change, he said these two questions need to be answered by a population. Can you do it, and is it worth it? And these are almost identical to the two questions we teach our distributors when determining whether or not to partake in a business building activity. Number one is, can I do it? And then number two is it worth it? In other words, is it worth my time? People want to know these two things before they make a decision to move forward. So if you have a group of people or an individual that can answer yes to those two questions, can I do it and is it worth it, they're much more likely to sign up and get started and build the business. So let's talk about what I believe to be the three vital behaviors for building a successful Send Out Cards business. Number one, send at least one personal card every day. Now, you have to put your heart into it. Make it meaningful. And if you're not sure how to do that, go back and listen to the book Promptings by Cody Bateman, our founder, or read the book. But you want to put your heart into the card and really make the cards meaningful that you send out. That will make a dramatic difference in the effectiveness of the cards that you send. But send out at least one personal card every day, sincere. Number two, vital behavior. Send out at least one DVD and a card every day to someone that could benefit from Send Out Cards. I'm going to talk briefly about these for just a minute as well. And number three, walk someone else through sending out a card on the Send Out Card system each day. Now, Jules Price has 1,500 distributors in her organization, and she wouldn't be in the business today if her sponsor had not sent her a DVD. That's 1,500 distributors. I wouldn't be here today if DeMar had not sent me 5 DVDs over a 2-week period. I've got 60,000 distributors, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for DeMar sending me 5 DVDs over a period of a couple of weeks. Yet I have distributors tell me every day that they don't believe in sending DVDs. The fact is the DVDs represent leverage that you can never get on your own with an organization. You can never get it on your own. And by the way, when you have an organization of lots of people sending DVDs, your leverage is exponentially magnified. It's pure leverage. It's something that you're really missing out on. A lot of times people say, well, I don't believe in the DVD, but you know what? It really doesn't matter whether you believe it in or not. If you have a team of people sending out DVDs, some of those DVDs are going to reach the right person at the right time. Sometimes it's not even the person that you sent the DVD to. That DVD's sitting on a coffee table and someone else picks it up and watches it. You just never know who it's going to get to. These three vital behaviors tell a new person, I can do it. They need to be able to say that to themselves before they'll sign up. And it's worth my. And then the second thing is they say to themselves, it's worth my time to do it if my group will duplicate. So in other words, when you explain these three vital behaviors to somebody and you do these three vital behaviors, this is the reason that our team has grown, is because these three things were being duplicated within the organization over and over and over again. Now, of course, there's other things that someone will have to do to grow a team to be successful, but these three key vital behaviors drive everything else. These three things set off a chain of events that will lead to a large, successful, and growing organization over time, and it's proven. Now, the automated, this is really important what I'm going to talk about next, the automated Cody Bateman gift account was introduced to simplify the process and make it easy for new distributors to show someone else how to send a card on the system. It's a great tool, but it has one fatal flaw. Because it's so automatic, the need to sit with someone and have them send a card all the way through was eliminated. At least the perceived need was eliminated. The potential card sender or distributor simply needs to push play. So when this automation happened, the numbers dropped off for those using it. Prior to having this automation, we had no choice but to sit with the prospect all the way through. Most people will not do it on their own. They won't go through it all the way through on their own. They need supervision because of continuous interruptions that occur due to technology like text messages, instant messaging, phone calls, email, multitasking. People are on Facebook and emails at the same time. When you just give somebody the link and expect them to go through it and send a card on their own, most of them don't get through it. So if you expect that someone's going to go all the way through sending a card on their own is a fantasy. Now, if you use the Cody Bateman automated walkthrough, you must stay with them all the way through till they press the send card button if you want the benefit of vital behavior number three, period. So don't expect to get good results sending the link around to people. You're not going to get good results. But I've noticed that in almost 100% of the cases, the people that do those three things every day as daily actions, they have phenomenal results over time. Phenomenal results. And again, it's not the only three things we do, but it sets off a chain of events that lead to the results. So, for example, if I know that I need to do those three things every day, send out a personal card every day, a heartfelt, sincere personal card every day that has some thought, send out a DVD every day and a card to somebody that I think could benefit from send out cards, either a for the service or for the opportunity, and get somebody in front of their computer. Well, one of the challenges is like, well, where do I find people? Well, that's where your resourcefulness as an entrepreneur comes in. Those are behaviors that you have to exhibit as well, you know, going out and meeting people and building those relationships, however you do that. But that's the challenge of being an entrepreneur. That does not change filling your calendar with those three vital behaviors. Doing those three vital behaviors. How do I get there? Well, one of the things I have to do, there's only two other things to do, really. There's only real two other things. One is meet new people and constantly add new people to your contact manager. And the second thing is develop relationships with those people, positive relationships, which is done through the cards. So you do those three vital things we talked about, and then the only other part of it is where do I find people, and then how do I build relationships with those people? And send-out cards can help you do that. Now, one of the really miraculous things about send-out cards when I first joined that I got really excited about is I thought to myself, there's millions of business people and all of them go out and one of the first things they do when they open a business, even before they open their business, is they get business cards printed. And I know this because I had hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of them. They went out and had business cards printed. Why do they have business cards printed? For two reasons. One is they want to give them to you. That's why they had them printed, is they want to give them away. They wouldn't have had them printed if they didn't want to give them away. So in other words, they have business cards they want to give away, and I want their business card. That's all I need is their business card, and I got a starting point because I can then put them in my contact manager and send them a nice to meet you card. So there's millions of people out there that want to give me their business card. The second reason they have business cards printed is because they're hoping that by them giving you their business card, you'll remember them. And we all know that that's not the case. How many business cards do we all have that we have no clue who the people were that gave us the card? But yet, people are given cards all the time thinking that that's going to help people remember them. That's why they're always pushing their card in your face. But I can go up to any person and say, do you have a business card? And I have their card. I look at the card. If their address isn't on there, I said, if I wanted to mail you something, what address would I mail it to? Would you write it on the card? And I get there, oh, and I send birthday cards. Would you write your birthday on there? And I get that. And then I go to my computer and I send them a nice to meet you card. And I do that every day. It's an easy way of meeting people. And so that's part of the equation is meeting new people, putting them into your contact manager, and beginning to generate those relationships. And that's really the main way that I meet people today. There's lots of different ways to do it. You know, we talked about the Facebook example earlier. I want to spend a few minutes and talk about how to present send-out cards because that's really what tonight's call was about. Tonight's call was about how to present send-out cards, and most of it was taken up by other important topics tonight, but I do want to talk about some generalities about presenting. The basic structure of presenting send-out cards, and I'll just give it to you in steps. Firstly, you want to build rapport by asking some questions. You want to get to know them a little bit, and you don't need to spend a lot of time, just a couple of minutes. Ask them some questions about themselves. I was on the phone today. Travis Nelson had a friend of his that is a very small business owner and also has a job. And I just asked her some questions. How did she start her business? And how long has she been in the Las Vegas area? And how did she end up there? And, you know, questions like that. Where did she go to school? And I built a little rapport with her. The second thing you want to do, so you start off with building rapport. The second thing you want to do is you want to tell your two-minute story. How you heard about send-out cards and why you joined. That's it. How you heard about it and why you joined. And share your excitement. Tell them what you love about send-out cards, why you chose to join it, and how you heard about it. And I do that on every call. I start off by building a little rapport, asking questions, then I tell my two-minute story. And sometimes it doesn't even last for 2 minutes. And then the third thing, you want to have them send a card on the system. Now, I start this by telling them what I'm going to do. And it sounds something like this. I'm now going to have you send a card on our system. I'm going to start off by having you send a card on our system. Who do you know that you know their home address that you care about? And then I have them go to sendoutcards.com/my ID number. I ask them to turn their speakers up on their computer, and I say, in just a minute, I'm going to have you click number 2, because remember, it goes number 1 is the video, number 2, send a free card, number 3 is the options to get started. I say, I'm going to have you click number 2, and I say, don't do it yet, but when I tell you to, you're going to click on number 2, and a little man's going to pop up on your screen, and he's going to start talking to you, and he's going to walk you through sending a card. Now, I'm going to stay with you all the way through, but try not to get ahead of him, okay? And so, so the basic idea of this is I say, who do you know that you want to send a card to, that you know their home address, that you care about? And what I'm going to do is in a minute, I'm going to have you click a button, number 2. You're going to go to www.sendoutcards.com/ID number. Tell me when you're looking at the website. Okay, good. You see number 1, number 2, number 3 across the top. Number 2 there. Don't click it yet, but in a minute I'm going to have you click that. And when you click it, a little man's going to pop up on your screen, and he's going to start talking to you, and he's going to walk you through sending a card all the way through. I'm going to stay with you all the way through, but don't get ahead of him. Turn your speakers up on your computer. Go ahead and click that button right now. And then Cody starts talking, and he starts walking through it. After they've completed sending the card, I ask them, this is the next step, after they've sent the card, I ask them, how do you see yourself using a system like this? And I asked that question to the lady today. I said, how do you see yourself using a system? And she talked about business applications and personal applications. And I could tell she got it, 100%. She got it. So I'd ask that question. And then the third thing is I asked them if they can think of others that could benefit from a system like this. Can you think of others that could benefit from a system like this? Now, at this point, I like to go through the ways to get started, although you could have them watch the 16-minute SOC opportunity video right now. Either way works. You can either have them do it after or before. But I like to, at this point, go over the options for getting started, and then I have them watch the video. And whether you do the video first or after doesn't really matter. I found it really doesn't seem to make a difference, but, you can try it both ways. I'm going to talk to you briefly. I'm just going to take a couple minutes and talk to you about how I go over the options to get started. Now, one of the ways you could do it is you could have them just click the button, number 3, and number on sendoutcards.com/your ID number, number 3, it will take you through. And it's a great explanation of the different programs. I'm going to tell you what I do, and there's a reason I do it this way. I'm old school, but it works. And also I found, as a former corporate trainer, I found that when somebody writes something down, they're way more likely to remember it, and it's easier for them to explain. So, and I'll email this out to you guys so you have it. Everything I've gone over here will get emailed out. So I have them pull out a notepad and a pen, and I say, and I tell them what to do. So as I'm going through it, I'm telling them what to write. So in other words, I'm going to say to them, on the upper right-hand part of your paper, write this, and I tell them what to write. And that way they know, because if I just talk at them, they don't know what to write and what not to write. I want them to write down specific things. So as I break down the program for them, I'm going to have them write it. I'll explain to you right now exactly what I say to them. This was a question that came up this week. What do you say to somebody when offering them the options? Well, one way you can do it is just use the recording. I do believe you'll get better retention and you get a better result if you have them write it. But you don't have to. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Is it more duplicatable to use the recording? Yes. Is it less effective? Yes. So, in my opinion. All these little things make a big difference. I like asking people, how do you see yourself using the system? Because it gets their mind mentally enrolled, involved in the process. They're envisioning themselves using it if they're explaining to me how they're using it. If I ask them if they know other people that they think could use it, they're thinking about other people. You could even ask them more specifically. You could say, can you think of a specific person that could benefit from this? So, again, you're getting their mind to think about it. So here's how I explain the options. This is what I do. Wow, we're running out of time here, aren't we? We're going to go just a few minutes over, not too much. So on your notepad, on the upper right-hand part of your notepad, write PC for postcard equals 1 point, PC equals 1 point. Right underneath that, GC for greeting card equals 2 points. And right below that, put GC plus picture. In other words, greeting card plus picture equals 3 points. Okay, put that on the upper right-hand part of your paper. And I repeat it. PC equals 1 point, GC equals 2 points, GC plus picture equals 3 points. Now, on the upper left-hand part of your paper, write retail at the top, and about halfway down the page, write wholesale. Now, let's talk about retail for just a minute. right next to retail, right, 49 cents per point, 49 cents per point. You're paying the lowest retail price when you purchase this program. Now, there's no setup fee. It's free to set it up, and it's $9.80 a month. For $9.80 a month with no contract, you get 20 points a month. So write $9.80 equals 20 points. $9.80 equals 20 points, which comes out to about 10 cards per month because a standard greeting card is 2 points. The points roll over, and it's about a quarter of a price of the price that you'd pay in the stores. If you were to buy cards in a store, you pay $4 or $5 for a card. You know, for $9.80, that's only 2 cards a month. You get 10 cards for $9.80. It does not include your handwriting or signatures. So right underneath there, write no handwriting or signatures. So I have them write it. Now, about halfway down your page, where it says wholesale, this is what I'd like you to write there. Next to wholesale, you're purchasing what we call a system license. The wholesale product is really designed for small business owners, entrepreneurs, independent salespeople, possibly people that want to set up a business with us. The wholesale package is $398 one time. Write $398 next to wholesale. Right next to that, write 31 cents a point. So you'll notice the retail was 49 cents a point. Wholesale is 31 cents a point, which is 30% off. So just write 30% off next to that. 31 cents a point, 30% off. Now underneath that, write 200 bonus points because you get 200 bonus points included. That's 100 free greeting cards. If you were to buy that in the store, that costs you $300, $400 right then, right there just to buy those greeting cards. But that's included. You also get 2 handwriting fonts and 8 signatures. So right under there, two fonts and 8 signatures. You also get unlimited Treat'em Right tickets, and the Treat'em Right seminar is a personal development seminar that's done by the founder of our company, done once a month all over North America. You can bring guests. The price of the, in my opinion, the seminar is worth more than the price of the whole package. You also get 100 points a month for $31 a month beginning on your second month. So right underneath there, write 100 points equals $31. 100 points equals $31. No contract. Your points roll over. Those points can be used towards cards and gifts. So on this account, because it's 31 cents a point, look on the upper right-hand part of your paper, a postcard's 1 point or 31 cents, greeting card's 2 points or 62 cents, greeting card with a picture is 3 points or 93 cents. No contract and your points roll over. Again, wholesale account, $398, 31 cents a point, that's 30% off, 200 bonus points included, 2 handwriting fonts and 8 signatures, unlimited Treat'em Right seminar tickets, and you get 100 points a month for $31 a month. No contract and your points roll over. A lot of times I'll repeat myself because I want to make sure they got it and they can go back and review their notes as I'm repeating myself. Now, for an additional $59, you can become a distributor. So right underneath wholesale, write distributor, and right next to that, put $59 per year. Included in that is you get 2 self-replicating websites, you get the DVD program, which allows you to send out unlimited free DVDs in any card. In my last company, I probably spent $30,000 on DVDs over a course of 13 years. I'd buy them in bulk, $3 each. In send-out cards, you never pay for a DVD, and you never have to stuff it in an envelope. The DVD does the work for you. You can just send those DVDs out as much as you want. And as a distributor, you can get paid residuals and bonuses. So the total, by the time you put together your tax, your shipping, some postage, comes to just under $500. So right under there, right, just under $500 to set everything up. That's for the wholesale account, which is $398, plus your distributor package, which is $59, plus tax, shipping, and some postage on your kit. That's just under $500 to set up an account. It takes about, and then I explain to them, it takes about 5 minutes to get you signed up, and then we'll schedule an hour to train you on everything. And I usually have them click the join button if they want to take a look at that to get started. If they're not interested in getting started right then and there, which is sometimes the case, then I just get on my computer and I send them a sincere thank you card, maybe with a $5 Starbucks card, maybe with the info pack, maybe with some brownies. It just depends. Now, you can't do this wrong to the right person, and you can't do it right to the wrong person. Even if you fumble through this, if the time is right for someone, they will see it, and if not, you can do it perfectly, and they won't get it at all. You can do it absolutely perfectly, and if the timing's off, or if they don't have the money, they'll come up with some really good excuse why it's not right for them. A lot of times that's the case, just to save face, and you can't do it right to somebody that the timing's off. But there's other people that the timing is perfect, and you can fumble your way through it and do it really badly and really disjointed and really awkward, and it will go perfectly, and they'll be interested. I had a coaching call with my good friend Dale Noble today, and at the end of the call he said, I can see the difference between you and most people is that you really believe that this is something that everyone needs. And your results are a reflection of your belief in the importance of everyone having the send-out card system and the opportunity. Nothing can ever replace your enthusiasm. You can be really mechanical and go through step-by-step and do it all perfectly, but if you don't have it in your heart, in other words, if you don't believe it yourself, that'll shine through. People want to follow someone who believes they've got certainty around what they're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and email this all out, and it has been recorded if you want to go back and listen to it. It's not difficult. It actually flows really nicely. Many times you're over the phone with somebody, so you could actually use notes to go through everything. Just use notes. I used notes for many, many weeks in my last company until I had it down. So we are completely out of time, and I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys picked up a few good ideas. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at convention. We will have a call next week, of course, on Monday night. And I'm going to open the lines, give everybody a chance to say good night. So on the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name.